Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood hype woman and self-love enthusiast. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly question every single thing about yourself? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script on that whole comparison game and diving headfirst into the beautiful world of self-love and acceptance. Because let's face it, the only person you need to impress is yourself. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-love? Isn't that a little too woo-woo? Honey, please. Self-love isn't about becoming some Instagram-perfect version of yourself. It's about embracing all the amazing quirks and imperfections that make you, well, you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to squeeze your favorite vintage record into a brand new case, right? It just wouldn't fit. Your soul is unique and it deserves to shine in its own beautiful way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build a rock-solid foundation of self-love. First up, practice radical self-compassion. Imagine your best friend went through something tough. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even a giant bag of chocolate chip cookies. Now, turn that same kindness towards yourself. When you make a mistake or face a challenge, treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a loved one. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of being human. Next up, challenge those negative self-talk monsters. Ever catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I'll never be able to do that? Stop right there. Those thoughts are just sneaky little gremlins trying to sabotage your confidence. When you hear those negative whispers, gently, but firmly tell them to take a hike. Replace them with positive affirmation statements like, I am capable, I am worthy, and I choose to believe in myself. Thirdly, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you nail that presentation at work? Give yourself a high five. Celebrate every accomplishment, no matter how seemingly insignificant. This helps build momentum and reminds you of all the amazing things you're capable of achieving. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-respect. Learn to identify what drains your energy and prioritize activities that nourish your soul. You have the right to protect your time and energy, and setting healthy boundaries helps create space for things that truly matter. Finally, surround yourself with positive vibes. Think about the people in your life who lift you up and make you feel good about yourself. Spend more time with those amazing souls. And if there are people who constantly bring negativity into your world, it's okay to create some distance. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by love and support. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who constantly felt overshadowed by her more outgoing colleagues. She compared herself endlessly, doubting her abilities and feeling invisible. But then she decided to flip the script. She started practicing self-compassion, reminding herself that her unique skills were valuable. She challenged negative thoughts and replaced them with positive affirmations. Sarah also began saying no to projects that drained her energy and focused on things that truly ignited her passion. And finally, she surrounded herself with supportive friends who celebrated her talents. Guess what? Sarah started thriving. Her confidence soared, her creativity blossomed, and she even landed her dream job. Remember, building self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself, celebrating your wins, and learning from your stumbles. Trust me, when you embrace who you are, flaws and all magic happens. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate more self-love? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, saying a kind word to yourself in the mirror, or treating yourself to something you enjoy. Take action, my friends, and let's rock this journey together. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #SheThrivesSelfLove. And if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single dose of daily motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.